Listen and stream the all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5 for the only talk that matter.
Good afternoon. Welcome back. We just have about 15 minutes or less to close off this hour when we get to the 4 o'clock news, and we were supposed to start an interview with Mr. KV Charles. Now, before he starts talking, I want only to understand this man hails from Trinidad and Tobago. Now, his bio is quite long, so I'm going to summarize for you as we go along. So, he has performed... Wow. Really? Third World? I mean, I read it over. Tigger, all of that people. But, all right, no say that. Papa Zad, Marshall Montano, David Rudder, Denise Plummer. I mean, Kitchy too, boy. No, Kitchy dead over 2 decades. All right, cool. The Mighty Sparrow. And that's just to mention a few, all right? Now, this man is not just an artist, but the man is a...
That's me.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, Robert Familiar, I had to figure out the problem. I mean, I didn't touch that for the day, but that's the problem right there. I got it. All right, so we sorted it out. I mean, this Sagittarian born. I'm Sagittarius as well. So we bought in the place. We real talented people, you know. Check him out on the website now, man. Yeah, they're watching it right now. They're seeing it. The camera's right now. It's on you.
Oh, okay. Hi, man.
It is on you. This man has been recording since the year 1988. I didn't know who come an entrance, you know.
You're young.
Adios.
All right.
May batting a few, but me don't look it now, man. I mean, though he's well known as a recording artist, KV Charles, his unique way of performing live cover versions of many hit songs, such as Third World, Square One, Lord Nelson, just to name a few. His career has taken him far and wide locally. He has performed in most of the entertainment places, streaming or stemming east, west, north, south of his own homeland in Trinidad and Tobago. But the man went Jamaica, St. Kitts, St. Lucia, St. Martin's, Barbados, Grenada, Guyana. Internationally, the man left an indelible, phenomenal mark in the US and Canada, Toronto, Montreal, Hamilton, Windsor, and Edmonton. Mm-hmm. Then the man went on the other side of the globe, to Japan and Malaysia.
Yeah.
How the hell a trainee could go and sing for a Japanese audience? Me don't know. But KV Charles is in the building. And of course, this entertainer, this drummer who has played, and I go and get you later. This is when brass came back, yeah? Now, I tell all you, I summarize, you know, because it real plenty. I read this thing today and I was like, my God. Now, here the bands. Calvin. You remember Calvin?
Kalyan.
Oh. But.
Kalyan.
Tell me if I seen it wrong there.
Don't worry, man. We gonna fix up.
Kalyan, right? Yes. The Y missing, boy. Yeah. Atlantic Traffic, KV Charles and Insight.
Yep.
Right. Byron Lee and the Dragonaires, Charlie's Roots, Blue Ventures, and Island Vibes. These are some of the names we used to hear in Brass Festival at PSA Grounds.
Definitely.
In Long Circular.
Ah, boy, you ain't so young, man. You ain't so young.
When boy come and you know.
You can do that.
The man come up with alternative and
done the thing.
But back in the day, under the brass man, when you go on brass festival, so
yeah, if you ain't in brass festival, you ain't in nothing.
You ain't in nothing. Brass was like soca monarch back in the day.
Yes.
Now, what fest it have going on now that they say if you're not in that fest, you miss it? They say CIC, but they say Experience,
basically, Army. Because they've been different.
Yeah, but
you know, so. It's hard to compare.
Well, true.
No, because the younger vibe is what it is.
You
understand?
Respect, brother.
And as I say, everything does make a turn.
But anyway, yeah.
Pleasant evening to my peeps.
Somebody say, I seen KV, clear. Oh, God, boy. People watching you, boy.
That's what we talking about.
This woman like she know you, boy. Anyway, so...
Not me.
Now, there's so much about KV Charles that we need to talk about. So, KV, let's start off with what entrance did you delve into when you got into the entertainment arena? Now, you do drumming, you're a percussionist, several different things, artists as well. You're singing, you're writing, you're performing. So, I want to know what entrance you took when you entered the entertainment world.
All right. Well, to start from bottom. I grew up with my mom's putting me to sing, right? Every little song it have, she put me on a little box, sing, right? So I grew up singing. Went to school, entered a little competition, represented myself good, so represented the school after a while, and Auntie K. I wouldn't even know it's Auntie K.
But
it was like...
Auntie K.
Yeah, it was a talent show.
Auntie
for,
K, boy.
For little children.
Not 12 and under?
No.
Auntie K, well, I lost. Well,
if you lost again.
Yeah, yeah. I was but, selling the nuts back.
Yes. But, you know, we went through all of that kind of phase. Mm. But when I entered senior com, which was our senior com.
Right.
There was a electronics teacher there who started a band, a school band.
Mm.
And his name was Bruno, Wayne Bruno.
That name sounds familiar though.
Yes, he died a few months ago.
Yeah, that name sounds familiar. Right?
So, I don't know, he started a band in school and two other teachers continued it when he left. So I got into the school band singing. So my whole thing was singing, you know. And right before the band was about to launch in what we call those days, Atlantis, the upper level Atlantis vibe.
Upper level, boy.
You only know upper level. It was Atlantis before, right?
Yeah, I know that, Brett.
Okay.
Somebody
okay,
tell me. But I know it was Atlantis
right.
before.
So that was the breakthrough for me. But right before the band actually launched, 2 weeks before the band launched, the drummer left the band.
Really?
Yeah. So it was either find a drummer, somebody the band had to drum, or we can't launch.
Oh.
So, but I used to always be choking in the drum. So now I had to kind of give up some of my schooling and we reach to school very early in the morning and practice holding.
The drum?
Yes.
At what age? We're looking at 13, 14?
No, that would have been 16.
Senior come, so that's 16.
Yeah.
Right.
So I reach to school 7 in the morning and reach home 11 in the night.
Mm. Wow.
You understand? Practicing. Because I have 2 weeks now, I was singing and all the songs. But now I have 2 weeks to learn to sing those same songs and drum.
Now, when you say drum, this is the drum set, the drum kit. Yeah.
Drums.
Trap set.
Yes.
Okay.
So, I like you trap set, but you know you have some age now. You know.
Man, don't look it.
Yeah. So, you know, I had 2 weeks basically to try to get the understanding of how the drum beat goes to how the vocal goes, you know, and it was a real, real pressure, but it was a nice learning. You know, from there, I end up, well, Kalyanne heard me drum and sing. End up in Kalyanne, left Kalyanne, Atlantic, traffic.
Wait. At what age you entered Kalyanne?
That would have to be 17.
So at 17 years, you playing with Kalyanne?
Yes.
Wow.
You understand? So it was just a constant flow for me. Because for every time a door closed, another one opened. And I really had to thank the Father for that. Because there was never a time where it was like, oh God, what next?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I came when Kalyanne was kind of taking a downward dive. Atlantic came in, boom, left Atlantic, went out to traffic. While I was in traffic, I did a little stint with Byron Lee. From there, I decided I needed my own band. And I formed KV Charles and Insight, right? Did that for about 6 years.
Now, in forming a band,
mm-hmm.
You're getting your own instruments?
Yes, everything, equipment.
All the horns,
yes.
The trumpets, the
Well, the horn men came with their equipment, but the rest of the things, we had to buy it.
So you had to own the drum set,
yes.
The drum kit.
We bought everything.
Also, persons who blowing on the brass.
Yeah, most of the time they work with their
own that, but they play with the band and they get they employed with this band, but they own the brass.
Yeah, they own the instrument.
All right, cool.
You know, so we got, I use my finances from the thing and also got a very great help from a good friend of mine, Mr. Calvin Allen, and we put the band together. And that for me was like the ultimate dream because I always saw myself from since I was in school, I said, you have to have your own band.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't even know much what it took to have a band, but I went in and I went in brave, you know, that you have to have your own. And that is what I worked towards, and by the age of 24, I got that.
Wow.
You know, but that was a hard...
You ain't telling me, no? I know I'm going to ask you, you know, to get that kind of recognition and start to get gigs and all of that. You know, how they used to call Kelvin and say, Kelvin, I want you.
KV?
Well, I say Kelvin, I, you know.
No, KV.
Kevin?
KV.
Well, what do KV stand for?
Nolly.
Nolly.
Vernon Charles.
Nolly, Vernon. I would have never guessed that. Yeah, what I telling you about? Yeah. I get Kelvin, Kevin, Kevon, Karen, Kern. I would never guess a Nolly.
Nolly.
Nolly Vernon
Charles.
Big name, boy.
You understand? So it was always a pet peeve of mine to have my own band. So I worked towards that, and at the age of 24, I got that, and it was like, yes. But then not realizing that is where the pressure really started.
Of course.
And I'm not... Well, you see, I think what got me caught up is that I expected the pressure of how you're getting work.
That is it, eh? Because remember, you're responsible now for everybody on your band.
Yeah.
They're for watching Nolly.
People watching you.
That's right.
And saying, well, how are we going to eat? You understand? Ah, boy, why was somebody only some sticky in his throat? Where went that eat?
Well, boy, listen, water in my eye, you know?
Yeah. You know, every... 15, you have 15 people watching because you have not just the band members, you have the road crew, you have all the other people that put any things together. You have to make sure that you have work, right? And it was, for me, the big challenge, and what the shock for me in the business was, as I told you, my thing I was thinking, you have to get jobs. But getting the jobs was never the problem because by the time I had my own band, I got a name. So people learn to trust that if KV coming, he's coming with something, with some worth. So that was never the problem. But I never know that the business had so much internals.
No, when it, no, I'm glad you mentioned that. Eh? When you say internals, give me a quick thing. What kind of pressure you was under?
Well, I learned later on that bands will get together and say, if you hire KV, you can't get us.
Is that fight on?
Well, I'm trying to make it nice.
You get fight on? I know a particular artist right now.
Mm-hmm.
That a fella sing a song. And the man pushed people like Usher, Jay-Z, and fellas like them off the charts coming down.
Right.
As his song rose.
Right.
Main song started declining.
And yeah.
That man's song was number one on the US Billboard charts right from Trinidad for about close to 5 weeks or so. And our artists in Trinidad let promoters know, if you bring that man, why not sing a party?
Yeah.
That is why don't.
No.
Because he music reached where yours didn't reach at that point in time.
Yeah, but you see, up to last night, there was an interview and I explained this, right? This is a cultural defect, for want of a better word.
I like how you put it.
It's a cultural defect. So it's not, I can't stand up here and blame anybody particularly because...
All right. Pause a minute.
Uh-huh.
Pause a minute. All right, guys. We just have about 30 seconds before we go to the 4 o'clock news. We'll continue with KV Charles, Nolly, Vernon, Charles.
Your memory good, man.
Yeah, that's up next. Stick around. Freedom will continue after this.
Talk is streaming at freedom106.5.com.
Welcome back, Trinidad and Tobago. Just about 9 minutes and 2 seconds after 4 o'clock. Good afternoon. If you're stuck in traffic, welcome to the most electrifying, energetic show on radio. The most controversial, bacchanal show. And that me. Davey is in the building alongside Nolly, Fern, and Charles, the man known as KV Charles. KV, once again, welcome back to Freedom. Let's
Thank
talk
you.
A bit.
Thank
I hear ad play just now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Use the same guy, KV, on the ad who having a concert for the women and them.
Definitely. I like how you put that for the women and them.
It can't be for we.
Yeah, definitely.
It's always for the women.
You could say that again.
Listen, man. We just buy all kind of different games. You know, just give you the same gift every time.
Yeah. Do you can't argue that point?
Yeah, same gift every time, wrapping a different cloth.
Thank you.
And amen.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Amen. But then looking for a different thing.
This this Valentine's, we decided we're going to spread some love in the middle of the Bacchanal.
Yes, boy.
You understand? Because we need, especially us men, we're afraid to show love now. You know? Because... They had this kind of way when you, as you get too mushy.
Mm.
Yeah, Patrice say women don't like soft.
Yeah, why telling you, boy? Women getting tired of that song, you know?
You understand?
And when a man come out like he walk in construction, holy and he rough and grovy, he walk inside with his boots, nasty, nasty, grip. Yeah, make a sandwich for me and hand my glass out. Bring a beer for me. When you touch, he not romantic at all, eh? All that talk there, them like it when we come nice.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So we have things for that. So come... Valentine's night, it's Cafe Blue, is KV Charles, is Sunil Dempster, is Derek Seals, and Nikki Ree. You understand? And Nikki Ree is one of my students because I also teach vocals and performance. So Nikki Ree is one of my students that I'm so proud of. So that I couldn't do this show and not bring in one of my students. And from here on in, when I work, I'm going to be bringing my students to the fore. Because you take the class, now I have to help you with that opening. You understand? And that is what this business need, that handover. You understand? Mm-hmm, you must not keep it till the end of time. KV will be here till the end of time, but when you look behind, you must see all the feathers.
A trail
yeah,
going,
yeah,
boy.
You know,
KV leave all the nasty, muddy foot coming quite around the corner.
Yes.
I know what you mean, boy.
We need that.
And that borders on being selfless, because a lot of persons in this industry tell themselves that they're going to last from now until Jesus comes. And that's not going to happen. You need to pass that knowledge on.
Never.
I remember some years ago when I took my broadcasting course, one of the things that school did was try to help persons get into the field of broadcasting and media.
Yes.
You know, so I appreciate and understand what you're saying. So tell me about the concert as they put it together, what we can look forward to, where is it being held, we're getting tickets. Let's talk about it a bit.
Well, once you begin, you get tickets at Cafe Blue. You could call 707-2370. You'll get the tickets there. We have committee members. I'll give you the numbers in a bit. But the idea behind the show is to show that Trinidad artists could diversify.
Well, I was not going to ask you. Do you have any international acts in your panel?
No, but we catering for everything. There was a time in Trinidad when, as an entertainer, as a performer, you had to, as an entertainer in Trinidad, you had to sing, you know, and then you end with a jam.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, is you start with a jam, you continue with a jam, and you end with a jam.
I like how the jam talks on it.
You understand?
Mm, it's all about the jam.
But you don't wake up in the morning and just start speeding. Life have ups, downs, you know,
in between, ins and outs. Yep.
So same way with the music. So for me, I think it's time we start finding back that love. Let entertainers know you have to perform. Let me say soca a second. I'm gonna do some ballad with a soca back in. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Because we have to get back that love in the music. You know, so myself, Sunil, Derek, Nikki Ree, we're putting a session together that people must have some wow moments. You understand? You hear a song and say, I know the song. But some way must say, wow. you know?
Yeah,
you
did.
Yeah. Wait,
what beat you on there?
Yes.
Is that Kes beat I hear in there?
Yes, something.
What, this beat?
Something must trigger you. And that is what I think we lack in our total delivery. Because our music has become just a straight line. We need to filter some bacchanal, some groove, some love. So yeah, just take the shake to make you think. Bring back some jog your memory a little bit. Well, let's hear this song. Boom. You know?
Hey. So you have at least about 8 persons on your panel performing on that night?
4 of us.
Four persons.
Yes.
Okay.
Nikki Ree,
Sunil Dempster,
Derek Seals,
and yes, KV Charles.
Yes.
Wow.
You know, so that's what I'm telling you. I tend to do things with the show is bring in my friends. Let's show our love. Start getting other artists to come in. Let's join together and head for a brighter future. Because our music need it. You know, since I know myself, soca going international.
You
understand?
You see, and what do you think is the problem that it hasn't gotten there yet?
Culture.
And that is it, people. Yeah, we went international, you know, because we crossed the regional waters and we went up to North America. We sang in Canada. We was all in. We was all in parts of Europe.
You just read my you there and whoop. You went.
When I hear Japan and Malaysia, that's only next half.
Right.
Now.
But let me show you anything about life.
Uh-huh.
There's a ballad. I can't remember who sang it. But it goes like this. I've been to Georgia and California. I've been to this. You know at the end of that what they say? But I've never been to me.
Mm.
You know why reggae can make it? Because Jamaicans been to them.
They're true to them.
Right. So when they come to you, you know what is a Jamaican. You don't have, if you walk down the road after that, you can watch a man behavioral pattern and everything, or hear him speak, and you know he's a Jamaican.
They're true to themselves in anywhere they go.
Right.
We trainees have a way, we sell out. Yeah, we just adapt, we just morph.
Thank you, yes.
You know, and go into something different, you know.
Because we want to be accepted.
And that is wrong, eh? And the thing about it is,
it's wrong like a owner or it's wrong.
And another thing about our culture in Trinidad is that when we sing soca music, and that's why I appreciate even Dr. Marshall Montano, Bungie Garland, even Fear and Lions to some degree, and others like them. They are not singing music for a season.
Yes.
You are getting music that can live throughout the year.
Thank you.
How much wine and jam? When you hear, take up your rag and wine up, and you hear that song one or two times. After that, carnival done. I can't see that playing mainstream going down.
Nowhere.
But for another song called Raise.
Right.
When you hear that song, when you hear Bungie Tabanka with the song Differentology, when you hear Marshall Montano again, On My Way.
Again, you're talking about songs that have moods.
That's right. But it's same soca culture.
Right.
It's culturally but oriented.
But if you go, you jump in a free, and you don't understand the rudiments of it.
Mm.
You're just going to take whatever part you find song in. Like it happening. Because like when I explain our music now to before, I don't like to say long ago, but let me use long ago. Long ago, a band playing a song, you hear a verse, in fact, you hear an intro.
Right.
Nearly all them bands had their own little personal intro.
Yes.
Then you hear them sing a verse, a chorus. Then they go into what they call a bridge. You know, and it take the music away from where it really is there and do a dance, and it come back with a little more bacchanal, and then they have a thing down to the end called a coda, whatever. But it used to keep the energy of the music rising to a level.
Mm-hmm,
so it start here and keep rising.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, the music have one pulse, and it stays there. The singer vocals might rise and fall, but the music... When a Jamaican play reggae, he sits on it. And I don't want to really compare, but I'm using it because we gravitate so much. I want to use Jamaican. Well, look, Jamaica doing it. Jamaica not giving up their soul for nobody. Mm-mm. And I love them for that. You know, we have no belief in self. So because we have no belief in self, anybody could control us. Any music will control us. We think that anything that is not us is better.
What do you think about Ansem Douglas?
I love him, love him, love him.
But here what vexed me.
Tell me.
Who let the dogs out?
You know what I heard? But again, we could stand up here and say, why would Anselm sell out, right?
Let's go to Kevin Little.
Uh-huh.
When they wanted Kevin Little, turn me on.
Yeah.
He said, if you want this song, you gotta carry me with it.
Right.
He didn't give it up.
Right. Culty again.
No, yes. Kevin is not from here.
Right. But that's why I can tell you culture.
That's why I give you those references, because I see a point. And I'm sure Trinidad understand.
Listen, when I first heard that, I was like, because I love Anselm.
Yeah.
You see me? I tell them, first, they show you how much I love Anselm. I tell them, the day they tell you KB Charles dead, play. When I dead, bury me clothes.
Yeah.
And if I ain't to move, I dead. You understand?
First, you love that. Yeah. True to the bone with that.
But again, when you see, you have to understand people and phases. When you grow up in a space like Trinidad, where, like, no matter what you do, being loved and appreciated will never show your fortune. But you watch everybody else who treat the culture with scant courtesy, getting through. Then at some point, it's how much your back. Finance and your backends could take, you know, so you will end up,
go ahead.
You will end up at the end of the day, sadness. Say, well, watch out, I only have $1,000 in the bank, holding on for this culture and standing my ground when I could make $200,000 by just signing this thing and giving up my rights. It's easy to take, you know. I'm not saying it right, because I remember a particular man called me and asked me, say, what you know? I think he about going up for president for tuku or copyright, one of them.
One of them things, cut one of them.
Yeah, cut one of them. And he told me, he said, I have a song blasting in the Northern America. You understand? He said, you're going on. He said, if I say that tune take off, I don't need nothing here, no. Yeah, but then people tell me they want to give it a more Spanish kind of name. Because it's a kind of Latin feel to it now. Yeah, I said, so you're going to let them change the name? Because you call it soca, they want to call it something else. And he said, if they pay me the right money, to hell with soca. Now, there's somebody who wanted to represent either one of them organizations, right? He wanted to represent that. But that was our conversation. So it shows you how easy a Trinidadian will sell out, right? We have no, we never had a culture ministry, a culture minister, who or any of them political parties who believe in culture. And that's why we'll forever be in the mess we're in. Because how could you want to go forward when, as far as you're concerned, culture is just, I'm going to put some money in that and so they go hush them out.
It's almost as though we don't invest in our own. And only when outside recognize us.
Yeah, then we love too bad. That's we own.
Hear what is talk about here, boy, and I'm glad you're on the show with me. Listen, you remember Keyshawn Wolcott?
Yes.
You did. How much people did know Keyshawn before he left for the Olympics?
Boy, I hardly even know Keyshawn when he was in the Olympics.
But when he get the gold.
I mean, I'm a boy. You know what I'm saying?
We have a name for people like all this, you know. It's called bad wagon.
Yeah.
But that's how true that is. Nobody invested in this man.
None.
To take him where he was going. He would have reached out for corporate help, as far as I was told.
Yes.
Even down to the ministry. It went so far. Now, my information could be off. Feel free to correct me at 627-3223 or 625-2257 or send me a WhatsApp to 306-1065. That at that point in time, he was loaned a few javelins to practice with and to move with. They didn't even buy it and give him. As far as I could be wrong, but he was loaned this thing. And he went out there on his own dime with people who were supporting him, the company and the sporting, the athlete club and whatever, helping him to get out there. But when he got the goal and all international eyes was on him, we have a whole fete coming back in Trinidad. I used to tell myself, if I was Keyshawn, real talk, I'll let my manager know here what's going on. I would take the house, wherever they want to give me, I'll give me. But when I come back home, you see all I would want to do? You go and do it for me on my behalf. I sneak in the night and coming because when I was leaving, I didn't get out.
Yes.
People watch Usain Bolt and they don't understand that Jamaica invested in that man years before we even knew who he was.
You just say I went to Jamaica?
You did.
All right.
That's on the list.
I don't know if you're young enough or old enough. You know Don Corey?
No.
All right. Don Corey ran the 100 with Hazley Crawford.
Right, that's the year I born.
Right. Oh, God. Yeah.
1976.
No. Right. Don Corey, as far as I remember, came second or third. Sound to be corrected, but second or third. If I land in Jamaica, I see Don Corey, Pitya, boom.
Wow.
In the airport.
First thing.
You go down and just watch Hazley Crawford Stadium.
Listen.
And tell me how proud are you. Watch Jean Pierre Complex.
Listen.
Brother, I... Listen.
Listen. On Monday gone, we had a show called Offside. And I was asked to hold on that program for the presenter couldn't make it. And I sat in with Ken Fenwick and them. And one of the points that came out is that we cannot even go down to the national, the Hazley Crawford Stadium, it was the national back then, and get a t-shirt with Leonson Lewis autograph, a ball.
Thank you.
Signed by Brent Sancho. Or nothing. There is nothing.
Latapy,
Lawrence Williams, to honor these men. These men from the strike squad.
Yes.
From the strike squad.
Who
put we on the map in that infamous game against USA when they said it was a sellout game and wherever, when we lost 1-0.
Yes.
I think we were heading to Italy that year.
Yeah.
And Trinidad has shown time, government in, government go.
Yeah.
They do not care about Trinidad and Tobago's culture?
Maybe, I'm not even sure if they don't care.
I going down that road with your KV because
let me hear me out and then
Derek Seals was on this program with me.
Yeah.
And the man is barking up the same tree you barking up this afternoon, sir.
Yeah, because we have a belief and we make the sacrifice for it and we lose a lot for it. But I don't care. You
understand? Are you watching this man face? Check me out now. Check me out now. All right.
No,
the TBC Radio Network.co.tt. Go there now and check out Derek KV Charles and our boy. Check out KV on the thing there right now.
Listen.
The mad facial expression, epic.
We say, but as you said, they don't care.
They don't.
You know what I honestly believe, right? We were brought up, go to school, get an education, so that nobody can hold nothing against you.
So to speak.
Or advantage you.
So to speak. And get a government work.
Right.
So to speak, yeah.
Now, you know how destructive that advice is?
It is.
Because if you tell me, once I get a good education, nobody wouldn't advantage me. Anything you say, there's an opposite to it.
Right.
That means if I go and get my education, I could advantage
somebody else.
Thank you. You see how simple?
Wow.
You see how simple life is?
I was thinking, all right, I'd get a good education so nobody can advantage me. And if I don't get it, I would be advantaged. But what about the ones who get it?
Thank you. You see, now that's what I tell you.
The subliminal messages that you are now in a position
to advantage others.
Wow.
And next thing, when you get to do music in school,
mm-hmm.
when would they send you to the music room?
You want to know what instrument they teach you to play? Something that we don't ever use at all in real life. A recorder.
Yes.
The recorder. But you're blowing this flute.
But here what's going on. When your teacher does not come to school, or when you give trouble, they say go in the music room and babe. Go in the art room.
Yeah.
So you grew up as a child knowing music and them thing as punishment.
True.
The next thing is,
true.
As a Trinidadian, and I have to say as a Trinidadian, right?
Somebody now say work for the modern slave master.
Yeah.
What you were describing.
What is when you have your things, your structure, you're going out there to do a job. If you don't understand what is your purpose to do the job and those things, you will never get to where you're going because your whole psyche of the thing is wrong. Like an example I want to use there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some years ago, a friend of mine called me. She said, KV, I want you to go to Trin City Mall. It have this little band from Barbados. They're singing real nice. So I go on up Trin City Mall. I take them in. They was there for about 3 days or something. I see a man walking wrong. I say, what's going on? This band you have here. Now, at first I find out he's the manager. So I say, let me tell you something about your band. Oh, they're playing the funk and the reggae really nice. But you see the soca? All you need to a little tweaking to tweak. He said, well, girl, do my favor now. Stick around till the band don't play and come in the back and talk to the fellas. So I stick around, I come, I introduce myself, I talk to them. A month later, he called me. He said, okay, well, could I pay for you to come Barbados and help drill my band? I went up there. I helped them. They're playing real nice, as I tell you, but little things. They call, they say, okay, well, you might coming up for crop over with your band. So that we could learn something. And we went up there and we play. And then them band play. And all of both we playing on the road and just exchanging so that they could watch what we doing. The next year, that band is the biggest thing in Trinidad. Crossfire.
Wait.
Do you hear what I'm telling
you? Yes, boy.
But you know when I sit down here and I tell young men in a band, look, you're going on, you're doing certain things. I don't know everything. But being a drummer and a singer, I got a nice understanding the flow. When I talk to them, who the hell can we feel this boy? Them fellas always feel like no, you know. And next piece of business, I want to advise you. Now, when I introduced my team, I got closer to them. This man is telling me his mom mortgaged her house and he went university, came back with degree in management. 2 years after working, mm-hmm. I complain some country was Nestle or some one of them companies. He comes to his mom and say, "Mommy, hey, what's going on? I know we ain't finished pay off for the house yet, but I don't want to work where I'm working no more. I want to leave this job at Nestle." and I want to manage a band.
You have a call. Should we take it?
Yeah. And his mom say, okay. Tell me if that happened in Trinidad. But go to the call.
Good afternoon. Welcome. Hello, good afternoon. We are hearing. Are you hearing us? All right, call us back, 627-3223. I like the fact that you bring up that story. Because we teach our children to go to school, get an education, get your passes, go and work for the government, work for somebody.
Yes.
We do not teach our children to become entrepreneurs.
Thank you.
And what that woman did is allow her son to become an entrepreneur, become a boss, become an owner.
Yes.
Become that businessman and grow from strength to strength.
But this one,
and she backed him.
Right.
What's she telling me about?
And you see that parent backing is one of the most important part of the thing. You see that parent backing? You see when your parents behind you? Everybody will watch Marshall. Marshall is great. I love Marshall.
But
Marshall, without his two parents doing what they did, making those
sacrifices,
would have never been the Marshall he is today.
Point taken.
Right. Now, if your government, on the other hand, don't support your culture, same way, you have no base. And then you're going on. There's always somebody in one of the ministries who understand the intricates of the thing, right? So they know how to play a game and say, Davy, you're good, right? You just power band together and we go give you a sign up and you go, we go make up on you and...
You go hit me back and kick back there, and we go think so. But here the thing, I like how you put it, We spending $147
million.
$147 million to support Carnival 2023, the mother of all carnivals.
Mm-hmm.
But KV Charles and Davy Murray sitting on a radio show this afternoon complaining about the same thing that has been happening for years. What are we doing with our $147 million? Who, where going to take us?
What are we doing? All right, let me tell you something, right? First to begin, how much degree you have?
None.
I have one music, right? So who is you for me to put money in your hand?
Mm.
Right? Now, here we're going on it. That's some fellows who went to school and had real degrees, right? They know nothing about culture, nothing about music, nothing. And then at the end of the day, they're in charge of the finance. You understand? They're in charge of the finance. So you know what's going on. You could talk who you want. You could talk till the cows come home. You understand? Yeah, you could talk till the cows come home. These people are not going to change. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the difference come.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what you try, there's people who with bigger degree and more degree and more assertive than you.
All right.
You understand?
Well, before we go, I mean, we have more to talk about. Your concert is coming up on Valentine's Day.
Yes, definitely.
Let's get some information as to where the concert will be held.
Yes, Cafe Blue.
Cafe Blue.
And if you don't know where that is, that in the back of Cement on Waterfront Rice Road. You pass the fire station, you pass the police station.
SWWTU. And the bit right in dog in the back.
Dog in the back. And car park to kill.
So well,
you know, park on the Rice Road.
All right. Any advice, finally, before we depart on this interview with KV Charles this afternoon, any advice that you want to tell our listeners, young entrepreneurs, young artists?
Well, I would tell them that, but let me tell you, you had to get your tickets. The tickets is $200 for singles, $300 a couple. So come 707-2370. Check me out, call, find out how we going, and we're going to do the thing. Advice, I tell them you today, learn your craft so that you can stand strong.
Amen, Jesus. All right, that was KV Charles. We got to pull the wraps. We have so much things happening in GML at the moment. Guys, stick around. More vibes here on Freedom 106.5.
Talk is streaming at freedom106.5.com.